heading to Wamey Park to see some football finally back on, which has been fantastic in the A-League over the last couple of weeks. The star striker of the competition, let alone Melbourne City, joins us on the line this morning. Jamie McLaren, good morning and congratulations on scoring the winner on the weekend.
Morning, guys. Thank you very much.
Always good to get an easy tap into the back of the net from a nice cross.
Yeah, that's where I do my best work in this.
Tell us about the experience playing back at Amy Park. Crowds back, the atmosphere was back, came through beautifully. I was able to watch it on TV and it sounded fantastic. What was the experience like as a player?
Yeah, you know what? We haven't played in front of our fans in a very long time, and I think they didn't take it for granted because, you know, obviously the stadium wasn't full, but when we scored that final goal in the 84th minute, it did sound like a full Amy Park. And that's what the fans love. They love to see an entertaining, you know, last 20 minutes of the game, and they were fully behind us. And we've seen too many times other teams have that, you know, 12th man, if you want to call it, but we haven't had that in a long time. And I think on the weekend it showed that at some point you do need your fans, and the young players who came on really, really lifted from that.
Did you forget what it was like playing in front of a crowd?
Well, we played in a little bit of a crowd, obviously in the grand final, and but they were a majority Sydney FC fans, so they were giving us crap, so it wasn't an ideal situation. But when you got the guys cheering for you, it's a whole new ball game. So it was great that, you know, they turned out in their numbers, and you know, even for the active support, they were loud as they can be. So it was great, and you know, hopefully a few more home games to come in the next few weeks.
Despite the unusual preparation which every sporting comp's had, 8 goals in 5 games, Jamie, you've hit the ground running. Why?
Oh, look, I think it's just me being in the right place at the right time. I think my game's built on instinct, and you know, you saw even with the goal, you know, I knew that the ball was going to be played through the collar, and I've got to keep myself onside and make sure that I'm in the best place to score a goal, because I missed a chance 2 minutes earlier and I was kicking myself. So I always know I'll get chances, and I've got to be the one to be ready to tuck it away.
The style of football as well, obviously you hit the ground running last year when you returned to Melbourne, and we loved watching you through the entire A-League season, despite it being about 10 months long. The change in management with Paddy Kisnorbo, has your role changed or anything changed too much in the game style?
Look, a little bit has changed. I think obviously with some new players coming in, they've got to adapt to a whole new style of play, which is not easy. And, you know, the certain amount of players that, you know, our club do sign are players that can fit the mould. And with PK coming in, you've seen the aggression side of us. We've already had 2 red cards, but that's just something that he brings out in players, that he just wants them to be hungry. And even, you know, the fight that we went 1-0 down against Western United, and we came back and won 2-1. Maybe last year, I'm not sure if we win that game. But look, that's the way we're going to play this year. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to press them up high and force mistakes. And to be honest, not much has changed, but yeah, it's been enjoyable, and I think 2 wins from 3 games, if someone said that to us before the start of the season, we'd be happy with that.
Last year, obviously, you were up and down the border and stuck on tarmac, and it was just all over the shop. The experience of last year, how much has that helped bond the team? Because, well, you know, there's so many transfers within A-League seasons, and just to get that continuity with a fair bit of the squad sticking around from last year, how important is that going to be in this season?
Yeah, it's not just the players. I think even the staff that, you know, even the medical staff and the backroom staff that have stuck around, they were in the hub with us, you know, so we've all done the hard stuff to keep this game flowing, and, you know, we've all experienced what it's like to lose a grand final, and we said day one of pre-season this year is we don't want to feel like that again. We want to be the team that's leading the pack, and, yeah, like I said, so far we've started quite well, but it's all about having that camaraderie within the squad and the boys that have been through the tough losses and the tough defeats that has made us stronger today, and, yeah, there's been a whole new aggressive side to us that has come out, and, yeah, it's been a fantastic start to the season.
Now, you talk about the aggressive side, and we do speak to Scotty Jamieson a fair bit on the show. Now, at training at Melbourne City, are there any fines or any sort of little punishments for a red card that the captain had to cop?
Well, it's funny. The fine master actually is our captain, so I might have to bring that up with him this morning, because, you know, it hasn't, you know, crossed my mind yet, but to be fair, a red card should be a fine. I mean, we get fined for leaving your flip-flops in the shower, but you don't get fined for getting red carded. So I'll have to take that up with him this morning.
There's every chance he had a bad golf game the morning before the game.
That's every week.
Are you a golfer with him as well, Jamie? Because he used to have a couple of partners that have gone to other teams now.
Yeah, look, I think I play here and there. I'm not as keen as Jammer or as good as Nooney and Griffo and guys like that. But I'll have a hit once a month or so and enjoy the time with the boys because it is good banter as well.
Now, Socceroos, we mentioned earlier, yeah, World Cup next year. What's in the short term regarding Socceroos?
Yeah, look, to be honest, it's all in the air right now. I think, you know, obviously Arnie's coming out saying that we need help from the government because we've got a lot of home games and, you know, with the situation that we're allowed to have some sort of fan capacity at our home games, it would be huge for Aussie teams or our Socceroos to come and have, you know, foreign teams come here and really be up against it against us. And look, it's difficult. I don't know what for me, because if I was to be selected, obviously my form has to be warranted, but if I was selected, then I would go away and I would come back and I don't know if I'd be having to quarantine. These are the questions I don't know. And I think behind the scenes, they're getting worked through and there's meant to be games in March, I'm led to believe. So these are big World Cup qualifiers. They're not to be taken lightly and we need to win those games. So Arnie's pushing and I can only imagine the stress that's going through Arnie right now. And I don't envy him.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking about Daniel Azani a little bit earlier on the show. Of course, he's part of the City Football Group, owned by Manchester City, but loaned out to a few teams. He's not playing regular overseas football. Now, you did a couple of stints overseas after your initial success at Brisbane Roar, where you were a goal-scoring machine in the A-League. If you're not getting regular game time over there, how important is it to perhaps just make that plunge, come back home and get a good season in just to play some regular football?
Yeah, you know, you're spot on. I think Daniel's at a key age where you need to be playing games and you know, it's not good enough to say that you're playing in the second division or the youth team that they have over there, the second reserve team, but because it's not as competitive as playing against, you know, when you're playing for points, playing for all these sort of things. And I think, you know, it's a tough one because I know what it's like when you get the opportunity to head overseas. You want to try your luck. You want to, but it's not as clean cut as everyone thinks. You're just going to go over there and you're going to blitz it and all that sort of stuff. There's always challenges and hurdles that get thrown at you and language barriers. And now I know Daniel quite well, and he's a kid that wants to grow and improve as a player. And maybe, you know, once a coach has said to him that he's not in his plans, that, you know, it's a hard one for Daniel because, you know, he'll just want to play games and impress. And after a long knee injury, you know, he needs to come and play games. And I don't know if that means coming back to Melbourne, but he needs to go to a level or a place where he can play games because he's a fantastic player. And before you know it, you can have 2 or 3 years where you've only played a handful of games and that's not good for your development. And, you know, he's a player that needs to have games to show his skill.
Jamie, maybe you could just have a word to a few of the owners and get a bit of a loan deal back at Melbourne City. It'd be great to see him and yourself link up as part of the front three there. That would be sensational. Now, good luck for the upcoming matches. It's seriously great to have A-League back on our TV screens. It's been great watching it. Great to see crowds back and good luck over the next couple of weeks. I'm sure we'll touch base soon.
Yeah, I agree, guys. Thank you. Take care.